As of Tuesday morning, 110 cardinal electors are present in Rome. Five cardinal electors arrived late Monday evening, taking their oath of secrecy during the second general congregation. Two more on Tuesday morning. Father Thomas Rosica translated for English-speaking press.
So in this morning session, from 9:30 until 12:40, there were in total 148 cardinals present. Two new cardinal electors arrived and took their oaths, Cardinal Rocco Varela from Madrid and Cardinal Grocoleschi from the Congregation of Catholic Education. 110 electors are now present, five yet to arrive.
These include Patriarch Naguib, Cardinal Pam, Cardinal Nietzsche, Cardinal Lehmann, and Cardinal Tong. In the daily press briefing, Father Lombardi told journalists that the cardinals are in no rush to fix a date for conclave, and that Wednesday, February 6th at 5 p.m. Rome time, they have called the Universal Church to prayer for the electors as they approach this monumental task.
Tomorrow afternoon at 5 o'clock at the altar of the chair in St. Peter's Basilica, there will be a prayer which includes the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and Vespers, evening prayer of the Church. This will be presided over by the Cardinal Dean, Cardinal Soldano, and it is an opportunity for the whole church to gather in prayer and also an opportunity for the cardinals to be in prayer with the church during this very special time of a great decision that must be made for the church.
Father Lombardi spoke of 11 separate interventions in the Third General Congregation Tuesday morning by various cardinals, both heads of the Roman Curia and dicasteries and local bishops, representing all five continents, an expression of the universality of the church.
Among the themes that were discussed this morning, the activity of the Holy See, different dicasteries and their relationship with bishops throughout the world, the renewal of the church in light of the Second Vatican Council, the situation of the church and demands of the new evangelization, and the relationship of the church and culture.
Father Lombardi added that another issue under discussion Tuesday morning was the constitution governing the vacant see and papal transition, and how it was modified by Benedict XVI in the recently promulgated motu proprio.
One thing that was read this morning aloud was paragraph 37 of the Apostolic Constitution, along with the proper modification from the motu proprio.
Father Lombardi, one of the few people present during the congregations but not directly involved, added he sensed that the cardinals were in no hurry to fix a date. He added that the fact that the cardinals have opted not to hold afternoon sessions Tuesday and Wednesday is significant of their intention to take their time. Finally, Father Lombardi concluded that the number of journalists accredited to covering the conclave to date stands at over 5,000 from 66 nations in 24 different languages. All they need now is a date. I'm Eimear McCarthy.